Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you on this Tuesday, August the 11th, 2020. 8:11:20, 13 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open, and we are talking about Marion's past here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, we had some interesting conversations in the first hour about a drugstore in downtown Marion named Gallagher's. Now, does anybody remember Gallagher's on West Center Street? Now, it was a pharmacy, apparently, that had a lunch counter in it. Now, I don't know if this was run by a Mr. Gallagher or who ran this place, but a very popular place. Does anybody know why Gallagher's Drugstore in downtown Marion was such a popular place to go to? Also, we're talking about Fair Park Sundries and Dorothy, the lady who used to run it. Does anybody know anything about Dorothy, who used to run Fair Park Sundries? Now, it seemed to me that Fair Park Sundries also doubled as a pharmacy, but I don't think Dorothy was a pharmacist. I think that maybe she had a pharmacist in there with her, or there was a separate counter where you got your prescriptions filled. I can't really remember how that all worked. And then we were also talking about Henny and Cooper. Now, Henny and Cooper was around until the late 1990s. Does anybody have any memories of Henny and Cooper? Now, apparently, at one point, they had a lunch counter as well. So, all kinds of interesting things. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Let's see what we got coming here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, it's the crossword puzzle guy out here at the park.
Are you out at the park right now?
Oh, yeah.
Now, which park are you at?
McKinley.
Oh, McKinley.
I'm looking at the emergency room.
Oh, okay. That's a nice park.
Yeah, Gallagher's was, it was an L-shaped drugstore.
Really?
It had an entrance, yes, it had an entrance on Center Street. That was the snack bar. And then it went around in an L shape on to Main Street, and that was the pharmacy and the drugstore.
Now, was
it wrapped around the, it wrapped around the Marion County Bank right there?
Now,
basically.
was there a Mr. Gallagher?
I don't know. I don't know that. I have heard. My daughter said that Gallagher, the comedian, was a relative. I don't know how true that is.
I don't know. It may
yeah,
be.
Yeah, but. I think next time he's on, you usually have him on, you know, once in a while. You might ask him that, because I think she told me that once, and I just did, you know, I don't know whether it's true or not.
Well, he was from the Lorain area, I know that. The comedian.
I didn't know that. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he was from Ohio. You know, I don't. I just, for some reason, Gallagher's has a special place with people. And even this morning, we've heard more people talk about Gallagher's than Henny and Cooper, which is strange to me, because Henny and Cooper lasted forever. They were here until the late 90s.
Yeah, they were right across the street there, really, basically.
Yeah, and Henny and Cooper, why do you think they remained so popular? They didn't have a drive-through. They did away with their lunch counter, but yet they were there for an awful long time.
I don't know. It's just one of those things, I guess, that people, you know, are attracted to.
Yeah. So,
has anybody mentioned the original L&K yet?
Where was the original L&K?
Original L&K was on the corner of Aldi and Center.
Okay. You know, I do think somebody brought that, yeah, the original Aldi and Center. Now, but so we never did figure out, though, if there was ever one on Delaware Avenue. We don't think there was.
Oh, yeah, there was one down there. It's where the Honda
dealership. Oh, the Honda dealership. We did talk about that yesterday. You're right.
Yeah.
The Honda dealership. Yeah. So the L&K on Delaware Avenue, but there was no Isley's on Delaware Avenue.
Not that I remember, no.
Right. And then we figured out that Ross's was the pancake place, the breakfast place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Down by CVS. And, now, do you remember anything about Fair Park Sundries?
No, that's kind of cloudy. I don't. I never spent much time on that north side of Marion there. I remember the little mall it was in.
Well, I'll tell you, I cannot believe to this day how well I was over on Main Street Saturday night. I cannot believe the commerce that is still there and doing well, and big-time commerce, McDonald's, Taco Bell, Rally's, the Root Beer Stand.
Yeah, well, it's something that's a populated area of Marion, basically, and I think it's blue-collar, mainly.
Well, I'll tell you, people, and you know what's interesting? Because there are a lot of plants out there on Kellogg Parkway, like Yachio, and I would imagine a lot of those people, a lot of those big wigs, they don't drive out to 95 or Delaware Avenue. I imagine they probably go to Main Street to get lunch or food or things like that.
Yeah, that's possible.
So,
you know, there used to be an A&P set where the McDonald's on North Main is.
Oh, really? That was a grocery store?
Yeah, that was A&P. Yeah.
Well, you know, this brings up, because we had him on here before he passed away, and I still see his daughter all the time, Bob Smith, who ran Smith Cardinal.
Oh, yeah, Royal Blue, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, that was such a unique grocery store, and Bob was such a unique guy. There was a businessman who really knew his stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew a cashier that worked there. I worked for her husband, Bob Dorsey. Ran a small repair shop behind Worley's, between Center and Church Street.
I got
something I wanted to tell you.
Oh, go ahead.
You ran a promo on Norman Thomas.
Yes.
And you describe his life, a short bio. And let me repeat the phrase that kind of sticks in my craw.
Oh,
that you say.
Okay.
You say.
This is like hate mail. Go ahead.
Yeah, but you say that he had six boys born on November 20th.
Oh, I do?
Yeah.
On Norman Thomas.
There is no period, or there is no break in the sentence.
Oh, so I'm saying Norman Thomas was born.
It comes out as though Norman Thomas had six boys born on November 20th.
So I didn't pause long enough. I should have paused a little longer.
Or you could have said he was, you know, he had six boys. He was born on November 20th.
You know, I'm not trying to get out from under this, but I did not. I don't think I wrote those when those were taped. I think I just taped them, and I probably should have.
I'm sure you read it without thinking.
Yeah,
you know?
No, I've never even thought about that, and I've heard that. You know, it's so funny, I've heard that so many times, I can almost even memorize the quote, because I think that's the only one that has, I am not the champion of lost causes, I'm the champion of causes not yet, So that's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I'll look into that and see what I can figure out about the Norman Thomas thing.
Okay. Hey. Well, I'm not here, I'm listening, and I come up with anything, I'll let you know.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you. Enjoy the park over there. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 21 minutes past the hour. Well, apparently Gallagher's was kind of like an L-shaped drugstore, but people loved these places in downtown Marion. There was some kind of draw down there. Now, when we talk about the old Smith Cardinal, there was one that stood the test of time just like Henny and Cooper. I don't know what year Smith Cardinal went out of business. We did an interview with Bob Smith, a two-hour interview, quite a while ago, maybe 6 years ago now. But Bob was very interesting, a man who really knew the inside and outs of the grocery business. And I don't know, I remember Smith Cardinal used to be so known for their meat. Do you remember that? They had great meat, is what I used to always hear. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Good, how you doing today?
Gallagher's was a real popular spot because they had about anything and everything you wanted. You could go in there and get it, have your lunch, when they had to go home. Go in one door and out the other like a man said. But it was mainly popular because They had everything that you wanted, really.
Really?
And people here, and it was downtown where people could walk yet, and they didn't have a vehicle. So, that was part of Dallas. Now, Jalapeno, where is that now? That was the old smorgasbord.
Yeah, I thought Mi Jalapeno's was smorgasbord.
Yeah, that was the old smorgasbord. Now, what they were most famous for was the bread pudding.
Yep, bread pudding. That's right.
That's what they were most famous for.
You know, I have not had bread pudding in I don't know how long, and I remember people used to go to Gateway Smorgasbord just for their bread pudding.
Right, I haven't had it for a long time either, but it's the way they made it, the sauce, and it was always delicious.
It absolutely was. Well, hey, I thank you for calling. All right, phone lines are open this morning. Yes, it was Smorgasbord was known for their bread pudding, the delicious bread pudding of the Smorgasbord, to be sure. 740-383-9944. Memories of Marion here. Do you remember the Smith Cardinal? I think it was Smith Cardinal that was known so well for their meat. I think they had a meat cutter in the back, and that was a unique thing at the time, and they really... They sold everything over there at the Smith Cardinal, but it seems to me that everybody went over there to get their fresh meat, that there was something about the meat at the Smith Cardinal that was so good that people just loved it. Does anybody have a memory of that? 740-383-9944. And yesterday we were also talking about Ross's Restaurant on Delaware Avenue. Also, I want to get into this, the everything sauce again. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, the big flyer and all down there, and I can't think of what you call them. It's the same as Ace Hardware Store. It's a big hardware store.
Oh, okay.
And it was right behind the big bank there. That's the one that really went wild.
So it was the one, was it behind the National City Bank?
Yeah.
Yeah, right there on Main, right?
Right.
Yeah. So there was a hardware store behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
And I think after that, he just moved on the other side of town.
Because it seems to me that I'm trying to remember. Was there ever a department store that you can remember that caught on fire downtown besides that one?
No, not that I know of.
That's.
I actually didn't go down very often.
Now, do you remember these places like Gallagher's and Kresge's and all that?
Kresge's, yeah. They had the one out at the mall.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's
interesting. Yeah, it was there. I believe it was Kresge's also. And they had a pretty good place to eat. Hey, I was really worried. I thought I'd missed something yesterday. I was listening to him talk about the death of things there. And he told about a guy here in Marion. His name is Gail, and he's 83 years old. So I asked my wife, I said, is there something you want to tell me?
You know, it's funny. I was watching a show the other day, kind of in that vein. When David Letterman first went on the air, he used to make fun of Merv Griffin all the time, and he would say, is Merv still alive? Merv is dead. Mm-hmm. And after years and years and years and years of making fun of Merv Griffin finally came on the show, and they talked about this, that he said Merv is dead, and Merv came on the show and said, I was laying in bed watching you, and you said Merv was dead, and he said, I looked down and thought, am I still alive?
Absolutely.
You know, you got to check those things out.
You know, maybe it works that way.
You know, we don't know from day to day. It's hard to tell.
Yep.
Hey, well, thanks for the info.
Sure thing.
Bye-bye. All right, so it was a hardware store behind what is National City Bank. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. We're talking about things that went down in old... I'm Marion. All these interesting places. Now, another thing that we were talking about yesterday that we didn't get too deep in on, we didn't dive too deep, was the everything sauce. What was the name of the restaurant that had the everything sauce that went on the hot dogs? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, the hardware store that burnt behind the bank, it was Crawbaugh's.
Oh, Crawbaugh's.
Yes, and then they moved out there on Mount Vernon Avenue.
After they burnt down.
Boutique. Yeah, Bev's Boutique, and then it was Crawbaugh Hardware. I think it was Ace. I think they sold Ace.
You know, it just, for some reason, and I'm sure there was that fire, but it just seems to me like there was a big, big fire in downtown Marion, either in the 60s or 70s.
I don't remember it.
Now, they might have rebuilt. I just seems
to
me. Oh, that's okay. Oh, that's okay.
Barking at a squirrel.
It just seems to me that it was like one of these big department stores, like Kresge's or Euler's, or
I don't think so. I can't remember.
It's interesting. If it comes to somebody, because was there a department store that had a big staircase in it?
Oh, dear.
Like a big special staircase. I remember hearing something about a big staircase.
Well, I think Montgomery Ward had a big staircase that went up to the upper level. That was down where I think the Can-Do buildings is.
The person who told me this was Madge Cooper, and the only reason I know this is because I remember Madge telling me there was a fire. Now, it didn't burn to the ground, but it burnt the department store bad enough to where they were going to rebuild, and there was a staircase in there that was kind of famous, and I think she told me, because she owned a farmhouse out in LaRue. And I think what she did was she had that staircase taken before they tore down the building and put in that farmhouse that she used to own out in LaRue. I don't know who owns it now, and I don't know if they realize that that's the staircase that's there. That was her family home. But it seems to me like there was something to that.
Well, and another thing on drugstores, I forgot when I called the first time. We teenagers, you know, we went to Harding and we just beat it downtown to Ungerite's. It was Rexall Drug, and it was called Ungerite's Drugstore. And it was so little, and we'd get in there was about 50 kids all at once. And we always had to get a Coke and a package of peanut butter crackers, and you stood in line and waited for a chair to sit down.
That busy.
It was so popular. Down where it's below the Beauty Academy.
Oh,
it was in that area.
Now, where was Joe Manessi's store?
I think he was out on Silver Street.
Was it Silver Street?
I think. I don't know.
I was trying to... Was it called Manessi's, or did it have a different...
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to see if anybody knows that, because I've always wondered about that. And I know Martha listens from time to time.
She'll call you.
Yeah, she'll call me. But I can't remember where it was, and I can't remember if it was called Manessi's or if it had a different, or if it was just called Silver Street Store.
I think it was called Manessi's, if I'm not mistaken.
Was it?
But I didn't live in that end, so I don't remember.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the information.
Alrighty.
Bye-bye.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, 31 minutes past the hour. Now, does anybody remember the store that Joe Manessi ran? And what kind of stuff was in that store? What did they sell? I don't ever remember going in there, but I did not live in that on that side of town. So I probably would not have been over in the Silver Street area. I never lived over there. But if anybody has any information on what it was called or anything of that nature, give me a buzz. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
When the bank broke in Crawbaugh's.
So the bank did burn.
Next mister was Jim Dugan's.
Jim Dugan's.
Store.
That burned down.
And the bank is on the corner of the alley now. Same bank. That's where Jim Dugan's was at. And that's where the staircase was at. They did their own alterations, and you bought your clothes downstairs, then you went up the staircase that mold.
Now, what was so special about this staircase?
It was just the way it was built, when it was made.
So Jim Dugan's had the well-known staircase.
Right, it was Jim Dugan's.
So Jim Dugan's was where Faye Bank is on Main Street now.
Right.
So when the fire broke out, National City Bank was on the corner. They rebuilt. And then Crawbaugh's was in the center. And then
Jim Gibbons.
And then Jim Gibbons. Now, they all burnt down?
And now Jim Gibbons didn't burn down. He had a lot of smoke damage. And he had a big sale up there. And then he remodeled. And then eventually went out.
Well,
that was back in the late 70s, early 80s.
Well, that's interesting.
They had a credit card. They were one of those ones that I knew of. They gave you a card, and you could go in and charge, and then pay weekly or monthly on your bill.
Oh, well, I appreciate the info. Thank you.
I still have the original card that I had from Jim Dugan's.
The old Jim Dugan's card.
Yeah.
Hey, why?
That's what was in there.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, now this is how you do it. This is why we all get together every morning. Now, I know people have memories of Jim Dugan's out there. Jim Dugan's was a super popular store here in Marion. A matter of fact, for years and years and years on WMRN, the Joe Ione, I believe it was 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock news, was brought to you by Jim Dugan's. So does anybody remember Jim Dugan's, where Faye Bank is now on Main Street? And does anybody remember the staircase from Jim Dugan's? Because apparently, the Jim Dugan staircase is in some farmhouse in LaRue now, courtesy of Madge Cooper. Because I do remember that story. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Another store that had a staircase was Euler's.
You see, maybe it was Euler's. Now, what?
It was really a large staircase in the kind of in the back, and it went up to a balcony. And Mr. Walker had a jewelry store up there.
Now, where was Euler's at?
Across from Frank's.
Frank's. Now, what is that on Center?
Yeah. They were across from each other.
Now, Euler's.
It's a bank there now. Well, it's empty now, but it was a bank for a while.
It was a bank? I'm trying to think.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think here. About what area of Center Street?
At the corner of Main and Center.
Oh, where Marion City Schools is now.
I think so.
Yeah, they took over that building.
Yeah, so, see, I wasn't sure who had it anymore.
Yeah, so that used to be Euler's.
Yeah.
So what happened to Euler's?
No, wait a minute. Think again. Euler's is where the exercise place was, and across from it, I think it's your high health.
Oh, so they're the one right across the street here.
Yeah.
Well, what was in the building here? This was a department store. What was this place?
Yeah, Frank's.
Oh, this was Frank's.
That was Frank's. I was on the wrong corner.
So now what?
I worked at Euler's.
Oh, really? Now, what did we used to sell here at Frank Brothers?
About the same things as they sold at Euler's.
Just clothes.
Clothing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting. So Euler's was across, and Euler's had a big...
big stairway, and upstairs, Johnny Walker's jewelry.
Now, it was just a big staircase? Was that the special part of it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, do you remember anything about Madge Cooper taking the staircase when they closed?
No, I don't remember all that. No, I don't.
There was something about, could you see why somebody would want this staircase?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's interesting.
It was nice.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, maybe it was Euler's that had the big staircase. There was something about some staircase in Marion. I know that. I remember hearing this story from Madge Cooper, and from what I understand, I don't know how many people know this, but when the store closed, somehow she got her hands on the staircase, and the staircase is at the Cooper Farm house out in LaRue, which was her family home. She didn't live there. She lived here in Marion. That's just where her parents lived. But she always owned it. Does anybody know of that story? I wish she was still around to tell me. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, you was talking about Joe Menace's Market.
Oh, yes.
That was called Menace's Market. It was on 729 Silver Street.
Oh, 729 Silver.
Yeah, it was more down towards Silver Street School. It was just a just east of a Silver Street School on the south side of the street. I worked there in the meat department.
I remember you saying that you had worked there. Now, is the building still there?
No, it's gone now. They put habitat houses in there.
Oh, isn't that interesting? Now,
there used to be a carryout called Carl's Carryout. It used to be next to that, and then their uncle, Tony, on up the road by the railroad track, used to have a store called Tony's Market.
Now, do you remember when Joe closed the store?
No, I sure don't. But I worked there for a while. He had, you know, just had a deli with the meats and stuff in it. And then it was like a regular store. He had down the west side of the wall, he had like the produce, like, the, you know, your cabbage, cucumbers, and everything down that side of the store. And then you had your racks down with the breads and, well, your canned goods and things like that that he sold.
So it was down on Silver?
Yeah, it was 729 Silver Street. 729 Cass Avenue and Silver Street.
That's interesting. Now, what kind of guy, you know, it's interesting because I work now with Joe's, it's because we were talking about Joe yesterday, I work with Joe's, would-be Joe's, great-grandson, and he was talking about how he was only 2 or 3 years old when Joe died, and he wished he would have known him because he hears everybody talking about his market, and he hears people talking about Joe, but doesn't, you know, aside from what his family tells him, doesn't know anything about him.
Yeah, he was a great guy. I mean, as far as just clown and everything, you know, and done the fire truck deal and the parades and stuff where he rode up on it.
Joe the clown.
He was just one crazy guy. I mean, he's just a great guy all the way around. I mean, you couldn't say nothing bad about him.
Now, did Martha spend much time down at the Manasi Market?
She come in and stuff once in a while, but she didn't spend that much time there. Usually it was Joe and his mom and dad, Chris and Minnie, and they was in quite a bit. And Chris mostly, like, goes at that time, run the meat counters and stuff like that. And then after they kind of moved on to, you know, the rewards, whatever, they he kind of got in there and then started running the front. And then me and a relation that I worked with, we worked the meat counters and done a lot of stuff like that for him.
Well, that's interesting. I appreciate that memory. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, there you go. 729 Silver Street, where Manasi's was. And it was Manasi's Market, Joe Manasi's Market. It is no longer there. Habitat came in and put some houses there. But that's interesting to know, because that was another one of those little markets which survived and thrived for years. A local Marion business run by local Marion people. Not a whole lot of those left. There's still some, but not a whole lot. Now, we're talking about this staircase as well. Now we've got it narrowed down to two places. Was it Jim Dugan's staircase, or was it Euler's staircase? Now, Euler's was across the street from here, across from Ohio Health. Let's see what we got coming. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, you're talking about Manasi's Market, too?
Yes.
Yes, I love the guy. And then him and Bob Smith, I think, were the best kid, you know, friendly stories you ever seen. Especially Bob Smith. I used to take my little nieces over there, and we were called the troop when we marched in.
Over at the Smith Cardinal, huh?
Oh, yeah, he treated everybody good over there. He had the best meat, no doubt.
Seems to me that they were known for their meat, yeah.
And also, as far as the fire up top, boy, was that ever a big event in there.
So,
there was one other building in there that people didn't mention. AAA had a little a store in there that went up, too. With the other building.
So down here where Marion City School is now, I can't think of what, is it Treca or something? I think it's a Treca building. But that used to be National City. So the original National City Bank went up, the AAA went up, the Crawbaugh's went up, and Jim Dugan's, which was where Fahey Bank is on Main, that had a bunch of smoke damage, and they eventually, I guess, remodeled that.
Yeah, that was kind of funny because while the fire was still going on, Jim Dugan's still selling stuff.
A fire sale.
Yeah, we walked in there, and yeah, you can definitely tell there was some haze there, but they were still selling.
So Jim Dugan's did not actually get damaged by the fire. It was just smoke damage.
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct there. I remember, actually, the fire department was on top of Henny and Cooper's there shooting water from that building.
Really?
They were afraid the flames were going to jump and take the entire block.
Now, do you remember about what year this was?
Oh, my goodness. It was in the 70s. Because I still remember that, and that was still the time that the U.S. Open was still going on.
Now, do we remember where did the fire start, at the bank or the AAA or the Crawbaugh's?
Well, there's been a lot of theories going on about that. They say it started in Crawbaugh's up in the attic, but my opinion, I think the bank's the one where it really started.
Huh. Well, that's interesting. Well, hey, I appreciate the information.
All right. Talk to you later, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, there you go. The big fire in downtown Marion, apparently circa somewhere the 1970s, that did in the original National City Bank down here on the corner of Center and Main, a AAA building, smoke damage to Jim Dugan's, which is no longer there. Fahey Bank is in that spot now on Main Street. And Crawbaugh's, which eventually moved out to Route 95, Mount Vernon Avenue. And now on Mount Vernon Avenue, where Crawbaugh's was, they have a dollar store there. Yeah, I don't know. Is it a Dollar General? Dollar Family Dollar? Something like that. There's a dollar store there where Crawbaugh's used to be out on Mount Vernon Avenue now. Okay, but we still don't know which staircase was the famous staircase in downtown Marion. Now, was it Jim Dugan's or was it Euler's, which was across the street from here? Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. If the phone's ringing busy, just call back, 740-383-9944. All right, give us a call. We would love to hear from you. But I don't know. Oh, and the everything sauce. Wanted to talk a little more about the everything hot dog sauce. Now, this was sold at a place somewhere down on North Main Street, down in the area of like where Stewart's Root Beer is. But I don't know what the name of this place was. Does anybody remember the everything sauce that went on the hot dogs? And what was the name of that particular place? Give us a buzz. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott. These staircases, it's interesting. I remember Jim Dugan's as the place where used to go for all this scouting uniforms and equipment. Well, I think it's mostly uniforms, Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts. You can get that in there. My dad bought me my first suit in Dugan's, and but I remember the staircase, but I don't remember anything special about it because you kind of go up to the second level there. And Euler's, I don't. Of course, the fellow. Caller you had before, he said it was in the back of the store, and I don't remember going back there, so it could have been one back there, but when my mom would take me into Euler's, we'd always use the elevator, so I don't remember.
Well, I don't know, I just remember, and I'm almost sure this is true, and I wish Madge was still around, or her family still owned this farm out in LaRue, but I'm pretty sure they sold it. And I'm not even sure. Do you know LaRue very well? Because it was the Cooper Farm, and everybody knew it as the Cooper Farm.
No, I don't know it very well. I used to go over there for the U-Rang Bang that they would have, the festival over there for that, for honoring the Jim Thorpe Indian NFL team that they had there.
Right. Well, I remember Madge telling me, and maybe it wasn't because of fire, maybe it was just because they were going to tear the building down or it was going out of business, but I remember she wanted this staircase, there was something special about it, and it did end up in this farmhouse out in LaRue, and I know it was there till she died, and she didn't die till 2009.
Yeah. There's also another famous staircase in Marion, and that was at the, it's now Central Christian Church, but it was the, you know, the old King's Mansion, and they had a, in the foyer there, they had a spiral stair, not a real tight spiral case, but a winding staircase that went up right inside the front, and people from, would get married there all the time, and get their pictures taken on that staircase. And they also had a fire in the 70s, and I don't know what, but of course that staircase and all of that was removed, and I don't know what happened to it, but you know, they put in fire doors and all kinds of stuff after that, but that staircase was gone. So I don't know, you know, then that was a pretty famous staircase from the King family. So who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking more Euler's, because when I remember her telling this story, I just because Jim Dugan's was so popular, and it used to sponsor the 1 o'clock news, and
yep,
I don't
Joe
Joe Ione, and I don't remember her saying Jim Dugan's. It would have had. I thought. Well, where was Klein's? I have a picture of Klein's department store, and but I don't know where it was.
I'm not sure. I could guess, but I'm not sure. And there's also a Moskin's clothes that was downtown long time ago. I think it's parking lot now.
And Kiefer's was down here?
Yeah, Kiefer's was down there, yeah.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of clothing stores downtown. Well, we didn't have all these places outside of town, so downtown was the main hub.
Downtown was where you had to be.
That was where you had to be. And I'll tell you what, when I was a child, which was a long time ago, but back in those days, people would dress up to go downtown. You go downtown. I remember my mom putting the gloves that, you know, go up to your elbow, the white gloves that would go up to your elbow, and she would dress like she's going to church just to go shopping downtown, because they didn't, you know, men would put on suits with their hats and they didn't want people to see them in their work clothes.
It was a whole different era.
It was. And you had a heck of a time. I remember my dad would drive around 15 minutes trying to find a parking spot. And then when they put in behind what is the county building now, the parking lot in back, of course they had Lerner Shop and Murphy's and Penny's and all that was in that area. It wasn't a county building. And they put that was a big parking lot. But you had a hard time finding a place to park back there. So, it was, been the sidewalks were crowded with shoppers on Saturday mornings. It was a different era.
Different era. But a good era.
Yep.
Good era.
Now you go out shopping, people look like they haven't even changed clothes from time they got out of bed.
No, pajama bottoms and t-shirts, that's all you need.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, that's right. Thank you for calling.
I guess they're comfortable, so whatever floats your boat.
Whatever floats your boat.
Take care, Scott.
You too, bye-bye. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, 740-383-9944, 51 minutes past the hour. I think it was the staircase in Euler's, although I've never been in Euler's, never was in Euler's, so I don't really know what was so special about the staircase, but if you own the Cooper Farm out in LaRue, you have the Euler's staircase, I believe. I believe that's the story, but don't check my facts on that. 740-383-9944. Now, what about Klein's or the Everything Sauce? Where did they sell the Everything Sauce? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott.
Yes.
Illinois, Maine, and Euler. Where the payback drive-thru is and all.
Yeah.
Okay, if you look across the street, above the barber shop, there's still a sign up there about a clothing store that was on, it was called the, I can't remember how it was on the square, but you can still read the name of the company.
Or right across the street.
I don't remember the name of it now. But if you stand there on the Euler Street, look across the tracks, and up, it's on the side of the village.
On Euler Street?
Yeah, well, if you stand there at the drive-thru, at the event, and look right across the street. You got the barber shop there, and then you got the bar next door, but up on the top, it's still there.
Oh, okay.
So if you're in that area, you can stop there and look.
I'll do that.
But the name is still on the building.
All right. Well, hey, thank you. All right, phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. Now, does anybody know what Bob was talking about there? What name is on the building? What business name? 740-383-9944. Does anybody know where they used to sell the everything hot dog sauce down on North Main? What was the name of that restaurant, and where was it? Where would it have been located down in that area? Is it like where the flower shop was, or where the television station is down there? Where was the everything sauce? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, your everything sauce was from the hot dog stand.
It was just called the hot dog stand.
Yeah, it was right near Stewart's.
Now, like, was it, what area down there?
Well, it was just a little white building. You know where that, there's like a farm market there. Just past Fairview Street.
Yeah.
That it was right in that area before you get to the hot dog, before you get to Stewart's.
So it was down there, like by, was it Busy Bee's Flowers or whatever?
Yeah, something like that.
So was it on that property?
That seems to me where it was, because we used to we play ball and we'd go over to the hot dog stand and get a hot dog with that special sauce on it.
Huh. So a lot of people remember, why was this place so good? And why was the everything sauce so good?
It just was. Ask Charlie.
Well, Charlie gave me the recipe. I have the recipe for this stuff, and, you know, I've made it up, and it's okay. I mean, but boy, apparently it used to be a thing here in Marion.
Oh, it did. It was like McDonald's special sauce.
Yeah.
Went into McDonald's one day and wanted a hamburger with the Big Mac sauce on it. They wanted to charge me 50 cents extra. And I said, are you kidding me?
Well, you know, it's funny because I know this recipe, and a business owner is trying to get me to tell them this recipe. And,
oh.
Yeah, see, I don't know if I should give it up. Do you think I should give up the recipe?
No, I'd keep it.
Just make it at home.
You were talking about this staircase. I remember Frank Brothers building where you are. Had a big wide staircase that would go from the first floor up to the second floor. My mother used to shop there all the time, and we'd walk up and down that staircase. So it may have been that one. You know, when they remodeled it, made it a bank, they may have. Well, they did take the staircase out because they put elevators and stuff in. Because that time I don't remember. Well, there was an elevator also, but they had the big wide staircase. It was a double wide staircase.
So Frank Brothers is in the building I'm in now, right?
Right.
So there was a big staircase in this building, too.
Yep.
Well, that's
about the lunch counters. G.C. Murphy had a lunch counter, as well as S.S. Kresge and Crawball. Or not Crawball, Woolworth. Woolworth was right next to Henny and Cooper. And the Jenkins were the owners of Henny and Cooper. Judge Jenkins, it was his family that owned that.
Isn't that interesting? Judge Jenkins. So how'd they get the name Henny and Cooper?
I think originally that was the people that that started it was Henny and Cooper.
Oh, but he bought it.
Right.
Judge Jenkins. Well, that's interesting. Well, hey, thanks for the information.
He was a pharmacist.
He was a pharmacist. And a judge.
No. His son was a judge. He just retired here a few years ago.
Oh, the son was a judge and the father was a pharmacist.
Right.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it.
Alrighty.
Phone lines are open. Now, see, this is fun stuff. 56 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. Apparently, Marion department stores were noted for two things, lunch counters and staircases. We had Frank Brothers here, Euler's across the street, Jim Dugan's over where Fahey Bank is now on Main Street, and apparently, they all had staircases. And we will never know, because Madge has been gone for 11 years now, where that staircase went or where it came from. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
Now, Southman Furniture used to have a staircase, something like that, and then it burnt back on South Main Street there. I don't know what year it was, but...
Which place was that?
Schaffner Furniture.
Oh, Schaffner
down
Furniture.
Down on South Main there. Oh. When they had that big fire, you know.
That's interesting. And they had a big staircase.
Yeah, they had a staircase in there. I'm not saying it's the one you're talking about. But I can remember that, but that's been a few years back.
Wow, that's fascinating. Well, hey, I appreciate the information.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. See another staircase, Schaffner's Furniture's staircase. Like I say, Marion was Staircase City and apparently Lunch Counter City. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, you was wondering about Madge Cooper's farm.
Yes.
That it was located on LaRue Mount Victory Road and the Winnemac. Right there where Winnemac comes out on LaRue Mount Victory Road is where it is.
So that's, now is somebody living there now?
Yes, the Amish bought it.
Oh, the Amish bought it.
Yes, it's an Amish farm now.
Because I know she owned it right up till she died in 2009, but then it was sold to the Amish.
Yeah, the Amish own it now, and it probably doesn't have no electric in it now.
Huh, that's fascinating. Now, is it a big house out there?
Yeah, it was a pretty good-sized farmhouse.
I'll have to check that out, because that's where the staircase is. It's in that house, but I don't know... see, I wouldn't be able to spot it if I went in, because I was never in any of these department stores.
Yeah, I wouldn't know what it looked like either, but the farmhouse is right there on the corner of Winnemac and LaRue Mount Victory Road.
Well, there we go.
Just outside of LaRue.
Well, I appreciate the information. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. We can take one more call today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We can get one more call in. Give us a buzz. If the line's been ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. Don't forget Adam the Computer Guy today at 2, Voice of the People with Linda Sims at 4, and the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker at 5. But we're talking staircases. We're talking lunch counters. We're talking everything sauce hot dogs. Was it down where the Busy Bee flower shop is now? I don't know. And why was the everything sauce so good? I've made it, and, you know, it's okay, but it was apparently a big seller here in Marion for a long, long time. Fair Park Sundries with Dorothy. Does anybody have a memory of that? We can probably get one more call in if you come quick. 740-383-9944. We haven't got to a lot of things yet. We need to talk more about Gallagher's. We haven't really done a whole lot on Smorgasbord besides the bread pudding. I wanted to talk a little bit about Arthur Treacher's and Ross's. So, you know what? Maybe we'll save that for another day. All right. For this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
And his wife came up to me, and she says to me, "Shecky, I'm everybody's wife. And they had just gotten married, by the way. And she's a beautiful girl. And she said to me, 'Would you like a cup of coffee?' I said, 'Love it. Thank you.' He says,